Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Shop local and celebrate America's independence at Airport Home Appliance with 4th of July savings of up to 40% off. Visit our website for special buys like French door refrigerators as low as $9.99 or top mount refrigerators perfect for storing extra food as low as $4.99. Let us help you save even more with free delivery, 18-month interest-free financing, and exclusive rebates not found at big box stores. Shop online, over the phone, or in-store. Airport Home Appliance. Unbeatable price, selection, and people.
Welcome to the first Unexplained Extra. For the weeks in between episodes, we'll be taking a look at the stories that for some reason or other didn't make it into the show. For last week's episode, Do You See What I See?, we came across a story that demonstrates the sheer power of belief and how one man's interpretation of the arrival of the Hale-Bopp comet led to the death of 39 people. The story begins in 1972 with a Houston-born nurse named Bonnie Nettles. Nettles was in every way the typical suburban Texan, married to a local businessman with whom she shared four children. Some might say she had it all. But things, as they often are, weren't quite as they seemed. The marriage had begun to deteriorate due in no small part to Bonnie's insistence that she had started receiving messages from a 19th century monk named Brother Francis. Nettles began attending seances in an attempt to converse with Brother Francis, and it was at one such meeting that she was given a message that would change her life forever. She was informed that she would meet a mysterious man with light hair and a fair complexion. Despite the cliched nature of the message, Bonnie became convinced that there was a guiding hand at play. Sure enough, a few months later, Bonnie did indeed cross paths with a strange and mysterious man. His name was Marshall Applewhite. True to the message, Marshall was indeed tall, with fair hair, and like Bonnie, he too had sensed a strange connection between them. Convinced of their mutual destinies, the pair agreed to leave behind the lives they'd known and set off on a journey of self-discovery around the United States. It was on this journey that the pair claimed to have experienced an extraordinary awakening. Suddenly, everything had become clear. They had been sent to Earth by an unknown race of extraterrestrials with a special mission: to ascend to the level above human and to bring as many other people with them as possible. The pair changed their names to T and Doe and started to refine their philosophy, incorporating a fusion of New Ageism, science fiction, and Christianity. In October 1975, a 19-year-old Californian named Daniel Moore and his girlfriend Jana Prucha came across a strange newspaper article. The heading read, UFOs, where do they come from? And requested the attendance of all who were seeking meaning in their life. The advert was enough to entice the pair to hitchhike all the way to San Francisco to attend the meeting. Unfortunately, they arrived too late, but were thankful when two members of the group offered to drive them home. During the journey, David and Jana learnt a bit more about the group, and in particular, their enigmatic leaders, T and Doe. Daniel and Yana had stumbled upon what would become known as the Heaven's Gate cult. Yana and Daniel returned the following week, and impressed by the magnetism and message that T and Doe were preaching, they agreed to join them, and many others followed, all seduced by T and Doe's ultimate promise, the granting of entry into the kingdom of heaven. Before long, the group had begun to attract considerable attention in the local press, and not much of it good. Fearing the negative attention, T and Doe decided that in order for the group to survive, they would have to cut off all ties with the familiar human world and take the operation underground. For the group members, this meant a strict adherence to a number of rules and regulations. They were ordered to cease all contact with family and friends. They were to keep to a rigorous program promoting their distinctly separate way of life, with every action regimented from the way meals would be cooked to how a man was to shave himself. They would be given new names and would henceforth be collectively known as the Class. As an ex-member of the group remarked, the strict regime was designed to brainwash individuals in order to enable them to commit completely and absolutely to T and Doe's vision. In principle, they believed the body was nothing more than a vehicle for the soul, that the human experience was a temporary existence that ultimately holds us back from our true potential. To this end, every human habit and construction was to be completely stripped away. All understanding of gender, emotion, and sexuality was rejected, and egos obliterated in preparation for ascension to the next level. The eradication of sexual desire proved particularly difficult, with many of the men committing voluntary castration to overcome their natural urges. And so the group remained for a number of years until tragedy struck. In 1982, Bonnie Nettles was diagnosed with cancer. After losing an eye to the disease, she later died in January 1985 at the age of 58. For Marshall, it was a horrific blow, but somehow he had found an extraordinary way to rationalize it. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. He had come to believe that T had not died at all, but had instead, in the process of passing over, picked up an angelic body with which to continue her life. He knew this, he told the group, because although her body had died, she had continued to remain in contact with him, and that only he alone could interpret her messages. One such message was that T was planning to one day return to Earth to pick up the rest of the group. It was an idea that became the basis for Marshall's ultimate plan. In the mid-90s, the group relocated to 18239 Paseo Victoria in Rancho Santa Fe. They became self-sufficient through a number of small businesses, including, intriguingly, website design. At some point, Doe's health had also begun to deteriorate, and after witnessing what had happened to T, he became convinced that he was also dying of cancer. And it was at this point that something changed. After years of social conditioning, all the members had come to accept that Doe was their literal savior. He had become nothing less than a god, someone they were prepared to do anything for. But more pertinently, Doe was the only man who had the power to grant them access to the next level and ascension into the kingdom of heaven. It became clear that time was running out and things took a sinister turn. In March 1997, as the Hale-Bopp comet reached peak brightness, Doe approached the group with an extraordinary claim. Flying just behind the comet, unbeknownst to the rest of the world, was a UFO. It was T finally returning to collect them all. The class knew immediately this was their last chance to evacuate Earth before it was too late. In a remarkable series of videos still available online, you can watch the final messages recorded by the group. One after the other, they talk to the camera, smiling, relaxed, and even ecstatic at the thought of what awaited them. On March 24th, the group visited a local restaurant for an all-American dinner of iced tea, turkey, and blueberry cheesecake. It was to be their last outing together. 2 days later, the San Diego Police Department received an anonymous phone call. It had been placed by a member of the group called Rio D'Angelo, formerly known as Richard Ford. He requested the assistance of police officers at a location that was well known to the San Diego Police Department, number 18239. Paseo Victoria. When the first officers arrived, they found a surreal and haunting scene. Laid out on beds and mattresses throughout the mansion were the bodies of all 39 members of Heaven's Gate. Each member wore black Nike trainers and was dressed head to toe in the same black uniform. On each of their left arms, a small triangular patch with the notation Heaven's Gate Away Team written on it. And all had been found with $5.75 in cash on their person, an old habit they had adopted in case they were ever to get stranded anywhere and needed a bus home. Included amongst the bodies was that of a 40-year-old David Moore. After post-mortem, it was found that all 39 members had died after voluntarily ingesting a concoction of alcohol, phenobarbital, and hydrocodone. It was the largest group suicide to ever have occurred in the United States of America. After all the others had been accounted for, Marshall Applewhite's body was found in the master bedroom, seated at the end of his bed. After examination, it was found that he had not been suffering from cancer after all. All Elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.